Number 162. Emergency room. It was a scorching day. Kids would be outside with magnifying glasses, scorching ants scavenging on dead insects. Or perhaps they would be watching the school of dolphins near the beach. A dram of scotch and the football scores would be nice, thought the scholarly doctor, as he scoured his hands. He looked at the schematic diagram of the building above the basin. He had a scheme for dealing with patients. First come, first served. The next scenario awaiting him? A scamp had scalded himself. Kids needed to be careful around scalding hot water. It wasn't serious, but the child would earn parental scorn. He would hear some scathing comments at home. He'd be scampering around with his friends again in a couple of days, and there wouldn't be a scar. The doctor received scant thanks from the boy. The scion was probably wondering whether his parents had a scourge at home for these occasions. He looked scared. Next, someone with glass embedded in his leg, which was wrapped in a scarf. He took a scalpel and used it to help expose the glass, after giving a local anesthetic, of course. Then he picked the glass out. It was scattered all over. The skin was scathed between the wounds. The doctor worked until there was not a scintilla of glass left in the man's leg. He wound a bandage around the leg and cut the end with scissors. The man said he had fallen off his scooter, landing on the glass, then fallen down a scarp. No scapegoat. It had been his fault. He thanked the doctor. He walked back to his friends, who scoffed at his misfortune. Next, a girl stung by a scorpion? No, the nurse had made a mistake. It was a snake. She had the creature in a box so the doctor could identify it. The doctor scooped it out for a closer look. Its scales seemed to scintillate under the hospital lights. There was a scarcity of snakes here, but it wasn't beyond his scope of knowledge to scan them and identify them. It was a poisonous one, but it injected scanty amounts of poison as far as a human was concerned. The girl, her parents, and the nurse looked skeptical, and the doctor decided it wouldn't hurt to give the girl some antivenom. A scission with the nurse would be avoided. A schism was the last thing he wanted. Besides, it would be a real scandal if he was wrong and the girl died.